Hey, welcome to the Market Adventures podcast. Here's what I want you to do. Take a deep breath. Before we start, right now, stop what you're doing and take a breath. Put down the broom. You're driving, so keep your eyes on the wheel, both hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. But take a deep breath. Now, I know what just happened. You heard me say stop what you're doing, and your mind automatically, in a fraction of a second, replied, I don't have time for that, right? And all I told you to do was breathe. That's the life we're living now. And I find myself forgetting to take a breath too. Between letting my mind wander around creating financial freedom for my family and creating time freedom for myself to take on a real passion of mine, which is coaching sports, and also being a great partner and a father, somewhere in all that, I forget to breathe. So, humor me, because I know I forget, and so do you. Take a deep breath before we get behind the wheel of this financial journey. Now, if you're new here, I'm your host, Alex Cunningham, and I believe that everyone should be able to participate in the stock market. And as it's evident, we know it won't be easy, but that's why we've decided to embark on this together. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about all the reasons that you should skip those YouTube ads promising a course or a trading plan or a Discord that will let you predict the stock market, right? Or trade at a 90% win rate. We're going to give you the power to not even wonder what's behind that door, because you're going to find out the truth today. But before we get into it, I've got a show that you should check out called Black Girl Fly, right? Embrace Purpose and Build Wealth. Listen here to their trailer.
Welcome to the Black Girl Fly podcast. I'm your girl, Tanisha Nicole.
And I'm Tashonda Dixon.
And on this podcast, we're delving into a lot of different topics. We're basically your girlfriend's girlfriends, right?
Your girlfriend's girlfriends who only cares about business, wealth, life.
That's a good distinction, y'all. Here we talk about a lot of stuff related to business, money, finances, purpose, fulfillment, you know, family, love,
legacy.
Yes, we talk about so many things, but our ultimate goal is to really get people to think about life differently than what we've been taught, differently than how we've been raised.
Yeah, and talk about the things that you don't always have an audience for or haven't always had the people to reach out to. We're here.
Yeah, and the people who, you know, we're going to talk transparently about our experiences. I know I haven't always had access to that.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree? That's it?
So come check us out. We'll be posting at least 2 times a week. So come see us.
All right, y'all. Until next time.
We are
Black Girl Fly.
So can people really predict if a stock's going to go up or down? Here's what it would be like to predict a stock price movement, right? To predict it. Take millions of people with the same emotional level and direction and get them all into a room. Now you can call all the banks and hedge funds and ask for access to their computer algorithms and also their best money managers. Then you're going to program all those algorithms and get the money managers in the room with those millions of people. Then call all the heads of state of every major country in the world, as well as the leaders of terrorist groups, and get them in the room. Now that you've got the computer algorithms, you've got the banks and the money managers, you've got world leaders who make critical decisions, and you've got terrorist groups who make sporadic decisions, and you've got retail traders who make emotional decisions. Tell them all to do the same thing right now in the market. That's what it would take to be able to predict what's going to happen next. You can't do it. You're better off rolling a 3-sided die that reads up, down, and sideways.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That'd be easier to do than the scenario above. Why is it impossible to predict price movement? Well, the majority of traders act on emotion and not logic, in addition to all the other stuff that I talked about. Predicting traders' actions can't happen because they're not logical. Logic can be anticipated. If everyone was using logic, then it'd be a little easier to predict. But emotions cannot be predicted. Can you make a guess that is more accurate, more often than not, right? That a pretty comfortable guess, a hypothesis that's more accurate than it is wrong? Yes. And that's technical analysis, right? It's an educated guesses based on information from the past. That's all technical analysis is. The stock market presents you with current and past information, never future information. For market participants to interpret and also decide whether or not to act on that information. The market presents this information in a very neutral way, right? Not positive, not negative. It just is, right? The up and down movements of stock prices, green, red candles, white, black candles, it's just information, not positive or negative. And because all the variables we mentioned below, getting all those people, money managers and computer algorithms onto a room, money managers seeking profits, retail investors acting on panic and greed, world leaders deciding on monetary policy and political policy, all these things interacting with each other in an infinite number of ways on any given day, and never the same as they did before, creates an even more deeply infinite way that the market produced information, right? So to be able to predict that, can anyone do that? Can those YouTube gurus do that? And no. But it is possible to earn money in the market without being able to predict stock price, right? You can definitely earn money in the stock market without being able to predict, because hundreds, if not thousands of people, I'd say thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people do that every day. So it is possible. But we'll discuss that in future episodes. I just wanted to tackle this myth of being able to predict the stock market or win 90% of the time, right? Professional traders do not win 90% of the time. Let me just throw that out there. But again, we'll talk about that in another episode. For this episode, that's it. So until we speak again, I just ask you to do two things. Breathe and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.